We are listener-supported radio here in Southern California. We are KCSN. My name is Mookie, the music director here, and the Explorers Club is live in the studio with us this afternoon. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, glad to be here.
All five members of the band this afternoon. There's a lot of people here in SoCal that may not be familiar with your music, but that's why we're here. We want to know everything, you guys. But first, do you mind playing a song for us?
Course.
All right. What'd you guys want to play first?
We're going to play our single from our new album, Together, and the song's called California's Calling Ya.
Beautiful.
Ooh, 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 how's your day been? Are you driving? Called you up 'cause you're hiding. There's no reason you should be, 'cause the sun don't care. He'll be watching you anywhere. It's dumb to compare. California's calling for ya.
Goodness, that's a live version of California's Calling Ya. We've heard the version off of the record on the air, and to see you guys play it live is amazing. I don't know if you could tell, but I was just smiling the whole way through. To get that right in front of my face is it's pretty unique. Again, this is the Explorers Club live on KCSN. Now, you guys have such a, you know, I've been telling people such a Southern California type of sound, but you guys are you're not from here. Is South Carolina home for you?
South Carolina was home. But I think we're mostly based in Nashville, Tennessee now.
Yeah.
The band started in South Carolina on the coast in Charleston. Mm-hmm. And we've just kind of all moved and evolved from then. We still have one guy living there, but we're a Nashville band now.
And all five members are here with us in studio, right?
That's right.
But this is more or less a stripped down version of what you guys are going to do tonight at Hotel Cafe, right? Just one acoustic guitar and kind of a makeshift drum kit today.
Right. Yeah, we'll do full band tonight.
Yeah,
the whole electric experience.
I got a chance to listen to the entire record. Again, it's called Together. It's available to the general public right now.
Everywhere.
Like I said before.
Thanks for playing it, by the way.
Oh, no problem. We were all about it as soon as we heard the single. I drove around California. I was going to a show somewhere in Hollywood, and I was driving down Ventura Boulevard, listening to your song, driving through Laurel Canyon. And I was like, this is like a SoCal type of vibe for sure. Like 60s pop type of stuff. You guys, is it a conscious effort to kind of bring that sound back? Kind of revival, if you will?
I'd say so. We've been doing that sound since we started for about 10 years now. And when we first started, it had a couple of songs with that feel. And then we just kept going with it. And it seems to, we really, you know, found an audience with it. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of, we're really inspired by that stuff. You know, there's some new stuff that inspires us too, but definitely rooted in the classic California sound.
I guess you could kind of tell. Again, this is the Explorers Club live on KCSN. If you're not a member of the radio station quite yet, you could sign up today and support the arts through kcsn.org. Can we get another song out of you guys? Yeah, of course, I have more questions, but I also want to hear you guys perform.
Of course.
Yeah, great.
All right. Is this all new material today?
Yeah, we're going to do all new stuff from the record. This is a song I co-wrote with Andy Paley, and it's called Don't Waste Her Time. You want her, she can't help it, she just looks so fine. To meet her and try to read between
My goodness. Again, the Explorers Club live in studio here on listener-supported KCSN. You guys sing brilliantly together. You touched on the fact that the Explorers Club has been a thing for about a decade. Has each one of these members been in the band since about 2005?
No.
No?
I'm the only one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, Mike's been around for a while.
Yeah. Mike has been kind of a constant collaborator of mine for about 30 years. No.
Seems like it, though.
Really? No, about 11 years.
In all the good ways, though.
I met Mike when I was a kid and thought he was really cool and wanted to follow him around. But the band's gone through a lot of evolution. Say Kyle, our drummer, and Paul have been in the band as long as anyone else other than me. So this is pretty close to the most long-standing version of the band.
It is really a treat to have you here in Los Angeles, the Hotel Cafe tonight. I noticed you're playing with our friend, Fernando Perdomo is opening up the show with you guys. He's a musician's musician, really cool guy. And then on Friday, you guys are playing a venue called the Hi-Hat here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do have a web presence. You're all over social media. I guess you have to these days, right? TheExplorersClub.com is the website. Mm-hmm. People could get the merch. They could get your new record together on vinyl, CDs. Can they get those sweet Explorers Club jackets, however?
Not yet.
No?
If they reach out to us, we will make them a jacket.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you guys are all wearing the same thing. What can you describe it for our listeners?
All right, Wyatt, take it away.
It's a car club jacket for sure.
Yeah, kind of inspired by like car clubs of the 60s. It's like basically like a bomber jacket or like a track jacket with kind of a hot rod on the back.
Yeah.
And our names on the front and, you know. Just trying to have some fun with it while we can.
If you had it at the merch table, I'd buy one.
That's we've heard that from a few people, you know. Yeah. They're all like made, you know, custom made, you know, so like it's going to be a thing where if enough people want them, then maybe we can start bringing them around with us and selling them.
It's so, like we were walking around on Melrose just yesterday, we had some downtime, and it's so in all the vintage stores. There's just leather jackets and bomber jackets everywhere. Yeah. So
not only is your music kind of a throwback sound, but even the attire that you guys are wearing on stage, except for those Jordans that you have on there.
Flex a little bit, you know.
They're throwback, just not quite as far.
That's true. This is the Explorers Club right here in our studio on listener-supported radio, KCSN. We heard two songs off the new record together. Mm-hmm. What else do you guys have for us this afternoon?
We're going to do another one off of the new album together. It's called Quietly. It's the first song we recorded for this album and maybe just my favorite.
Yeah, this is the one that kind of gave the record its shape, I think. We kind of knew what we were going to do after this song.
Yeah, I had it floating around for a couple of years and didn't know what to do with it and decided, all right, if we're going to make a record, let's start here. So, you ready?
Ready?
Yeah.
Don't you know it isn't up to me? Think it's funny when I say
outstanding. Again, the Explorers Club live in our studio. We're listener-supported radio here in Los Angeles, KCSN. Brilliantly done, gentlemen.
Oh,
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I say everybody pick up the record. It's called Together, and pop it in and drive up and down the Coast Highway. I can't think of anything better, you guys. So I was popping around online. There are some random YouTube videos out there. One of them is, and one of them stood out to me. You guys were covering an old song by the Monkees. I don't know if
it was
brilliantly done. I can't remember the venue. Maybe somewhere in Nashville, perhaps.
In Charleston. That was actually back when we were still based in Charleston.
Yeah, right. That's an older video. Yeah.
Well, that was great. You guys still cover songs, and tonight at the Hotel Cafe, you guys going to kind of pay tribute to some of those artists of the past?
We got a special one.
Yeah, we
tonight,
got a special cover,
yeah.
Right.
That's
a very special California cover.
Okay. Would Brian Wilson approve?
Yeah, he would.
He may very well be listening. We feel like we're a radio station where a lot of musicians are actually paying attention because we're able to take a chance on a new record and do some things on FM radio that some commercial stations just don't do anymore. So, again, thanks for supporting what we do, you guys. TheExplorersClub.com is the website. Hotel Cafe tonight, and then on Friday at a venue called The Hi-Hat. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with your music thus far?
I don't know.
Just follow us on Facebook, too.
Uh-huh. Check it out. I think if you listen to it, you'll like it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us in, too. This has been really, to get the music in its home. At least the environment of its imagination has been really great. We've had a blast out here. It felt right.
I hope so.
Shout out to the Tonga Bar in Van Nuys for having us last night.
That was not a performance, however.
It was a performance in every way for Wyatt, at the very least.
We crushed a scorpion bowl. That was kind of cool.
Is that a cocktail?
It is. It is. It's a cool little place if you've never been.
No.
Yeah. It was fun.
I was asleep. Yeah. I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
I was doing instrument repair, but we hear the story is a sensational one. So,
You guys are great. Thanks again for being good talkers on the radio today and good performers. What else can we get out of you guys before we kind of wrap it up here?
I'm going to do the title track from the record. This one's called Together. It's all about natural living.
Again, this is the Explorers Club on KCSN.
We can't carry on this way.
It's not natural living.
Two hands too tight tonight, I pray.
I should be there holding
together.
I feel inspired. That's the Explorers Club here on listener-supported KCSN. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
I
really
feel like it, I want to join the club if that's a thing that I can
do.
We'll
get you a jacket. You'll fit right in. Jacket, man. You'll fit right in.
It may pay take the dues, a while to get your name. You pay the cost to be the boss.
That's right. Thank you for having us, all right?
You got it.